Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
The effects of public transport have been felt across Tāmaki Makaurau in recent days. As Auckland Transport deals with the major staff shortages due to the COVID wave, over 1,000 routes have been cancelled per week. I had a chat with Councillor Shane Henderson about the cancellations, as well as a new tsunami evacuation map that's been launched on our regular City Counselling segment. I started by asking how the Council is trying to tackle the mass cancellations.
Yeah, look, it's been so frustrating for people. I've been getting messages pretty much daily saying, look, my bus was cancelled, and showing me pictures of the board with cancellations all the way down it. So basically the reasoning is the surge in COVID and winter sicknesses and things like that have meant that, you know, we're looking at about 2,000 daily trips in recent days being cancelled, which is pretty gnarly, right? So one of the things that AC are focusing on is trying to spread that load across the network so that no one particular place is getting hit the hardest, basically. It's sort of an all in this together thing. The other thing is sort of trying to avoid first and last services where people rely on in particular to get home from work and whatnot. Avoiding cancelling two or more in a row, focusing on school services. So there is like a strategy around it that they have thought about. What I want to know is, where is our way out from this? Because obviously we know COVID is sort of massively biting Auckland Transport's fleet, but at the same time we had bus shortages in the first place, and so I'd like to kind of see more of a strategy around that.
I mean, with such big focuses right now on improving public transport from what it currently is, and possibly some movements from yourself and many other councillors to see public transport go free properly, should we maybe be putting our focus towards just getting our current public transport to be as good as it can right now?
Yeah, well, you kind of need to pull multiple levers at the same time for this kind of thing. I mean, obviously what we're seeing around Europe, what we've seen in Australia, what we've seen in our own backyard as well, says that climate change really is real and biting us here and is a massive threat. And so the flip side is we've got to reduce our transport emissions as much as we can, which is a shocking statistic in Auckland. And to do that, we have to do everything that you've been saying, which is basically focusing on what we can do right now to get people back driving buses and getting those routes going again, but also the long-term future of things like free public transport, of things like covering areas which don't have a lot of good coverage of buses and trains as well. Those are the kind of things we need to all be doing, all of those things at once. So it's a big challenge.
Is there anything that Aucklanders themselves can be doing right now to manage their ability to get where they need to go in the midst of these transport shortages?
Yeah, there's kind of two things that I can suggest to people. So Auckland Transport are actually doing a really good job at keeping people up to date, in my experience, through the mobile app. So you can look up the bus routes in real time and let you know which ones are cancelled and which ones aren't. And that at least sort of helps you plan. Because, you know, everyone hates the bus actually being cancelled, but at least you've got a chance to plan, which is a good thing. So make sure you're keeping on top of that and make sure you check before you go. The second thing I would suggest is to just make sure to wear your mask. So, you know, wear them everywhere, you know, you're inside and, you know, inside buses as well, making sure everyone's safe and protected, and that can help the bus driver, it can help your other passengers. So those are the two things I'd suggest for people.
Moving over to the climate, we've recently seen insane weather worldwide that has coincided with a new tsunami evacuation map being launched by the government. How does this map work?
Yeah, so one of Auckland's big threats is extreme weather, and we've had some huge ones. I mean, even in Waitakere in my ward, we've had 60 people have their homes flood out last year, and we're still dealing with the fallout of that. So this new tsunami tool is really cool. It's really needed as well. So I'll just briefly talk you through how it works. If you pop on to getready.govt.nz, which is our sort of government civil defence website, that can take you through the tool. But essentially it's a map which helps people understand when to evacuate. And where. So you can enter your address in, and it uses data from all sorts of different maps and stuff, and it gives you the advice, which is really cool. The other one is a National Geohazards Monitoring Centre, which sort of gives you an assessment of the sort of sensor network of when actually tsunamis are coming, early warning of threats, and, you know, an emergency mobile alert system. So, yeah, it's pretty cool because at the end of the day, the stats are, they estimate around 430,000 New Zealanders, which is nearly 10% of the population, live in tsunami evacuation zones. So it's a really big deal. So make sure you sort of do check that out if you get the time, because it's a pretty cool tool.
This is obviously heavily linked to the ongoing climate crisis right now, where we've seen massively awful weather hitting Auckland recently and the entire country recently, as I said, as well as the insane heat waves that are going on in Europe right now. It's more of a short-term solution to have these evacuation maps in case of tsunamis, in case of these wild weather events. What could we be doing? What is the council doing long-term to help these low-lying areas of Tamaki Makaurau avoid or prepare for future tsunamis or even just sea level rises in general?
Yeah, so we've been investing funds in towards our coastal management plans, which are a really good thing, which can kind of help communities essentially plan out their sort of future lives within a climate change world. I think in particular I'm really excited about something in my ward of Waitakere, working with local communities to essentially design their own civil defence plans, and we did one in Karikare, I think it was in the last year, and that was really cool. So I think the future holds for councillors to work with suburbs and villages and coast and communities to essentially plan their civil defence, you know, plans, and give them the advice and tools they need to help themselves.
That was Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.